Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
Marcus Johnson.
Okay. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead panelist. So if you just hold on to Mr. Chavez, and he'll be right with you, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, just for the record, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for us? Okay, Mr. Chavez, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead this morning. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction is Mr. Turner. Sir, Mr. Turner represents the Department of Correction as well as a parole officer, and you should see him up on the screen now. Mr. Chavez, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So on that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today? Okay. Mr. Chavez, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time, sir. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision, the terms and conditions have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Chavez. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office on February 21st, 2018, as directed on February 1st, 2018. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Chavez, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Neal. Agree, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones. And agree, Dr. Wright. So if you just give me one moment, I want to mark some information. Okay, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to come back to you, sir, and go over some information with you. And if the board has any questions, then we're going to give you the opportunity to present whatever information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? All right, Mr. Turner.
Mr. Chavez was released from ADC custody on 1/31/2018 and arrested on 5/17/2018 by Tucson PD. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/17/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/24/2018 with 85 absconds. Current conviction, 2016, arson of a structured property, 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1999, theft, 1 year. 2001, commitment B, count one, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2001, commitment C, count one, theft, means of transportation, 3 years, 6 months. 2005, armed robbery, 6 years. 2011, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year. This is his fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. SG information is documented member of the criminal street gang Barrio Central Tucson. Prior terms of supervision, 2001 TIS release, absconded for 75 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2004 TIS release, absconded, 94 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2010 TIS release, completed 10 months. 2012 TIS release, absconded for 42 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, possession, manufacturing of intoxicants, and threatening intimidation noted. Under arrest, 1997, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GV score of G7, V8.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Powell. So, Mr. Chavez, I see that you were, released, you were approved to reside with your brother at 4650 East 29th Street, apartment 123 in Tucson. Were you still staying with your brother at the time you were taken into custody, sir?
No, the night that I got released, I got home and then he was talking at night, and then it was the day in PM, where the show was driving out. So my brother came pick me up. Jim picked me up and he was telling me that he no longer had that apartment and that I was going to have to figure it out. So I kind of got scared and I was going to stay with friends and stuff. Then I got kicked to the crib by my family and it was the first time that's ever happened to me. So I kind of really didn't know what to do and I don't want to go back so soon, you know.
So, why didn't you contact your PO, sir, and try to work something out with him?
That's what I failed to do, and I messed up right there, and I tried to show.
Okay. So, you've been on parole before, sir, on community supervision. You know that if you don't maintain contact with your PO, eventually you're going to get arrested and go back. How did you come in contact with the Tucson PD when you were arrested?
My mom was staying at his house and some things occurred and I woke up and the house was surrounded and I just came out and gave him my name.
So when you say some things occurred, what occurred?
Some girl that was there staying in the same house pulled out a gun on the homeowner and the homeowner ran out and closed the house. And this all happened when I was asleep and I got up and the house was surrounded.
So you say that some girl that lived in the house pulled a gun on the homeowner?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know. It just all happened so quick. I woke up and the house was surrounded by cops.
Well, were you working during that period of time?
No, I wasn't. I had food stamps and I was just surviving off that.
So did you relapse and start back to doing drugs, sir?
Yes, I did.
What kind of drugs were you using?
I was using meth and heroin.
So you still doing drugs while you're incarcerated?
No,
I'm not. Are you taking any programming since you've been incarcerated, since you've been back in?
What kind of programming I've been doing is church.
Church? Did you say church?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sure, no questions coming from the board. Mr. Chalmers, we are coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before, without repeating yourself?
Just that if I get a chance to get my freedom back, I'll do better. I promise to work with my contact, my hero, and talking to him more.
Okay. So, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent. by the boards in discussion. During the discussion, we want you to hear the discussion taking place, and the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision during the discussion, okay? All right, the board is down to discussion. Mr. Chavez says that when he was released, he was supposed to stay with his brother. He said he got out, he called his brother to come pick him up. His brother came and told him that he didn't have an apartment anymore and that he was going to be on his own. Mr. Chavez said he got scared, didn't contact his PO. He says he was didn't want to go back to prison so early, so he was just staying with some friends. And subsequently, when an incident happened at one of his friends' house where he was sleeping, police were surrounded the house, and he came out, told them his name and information, and they arrested him and sent him back to actual prison. I think that Mr. Chavez will be released on November 24th of 2018. That time, he won't be on any community supervision or parole, and he has been in prison four times, and four times he's been released out on community service. All but one of those times in 2010, he completed his community supervision. All the other three times, 2001, 2004, and 2012, he was an absconder from supervision. So he's aware, and he states he's aware that he needs to maintain contact with his PO. He also admitted to using drugs while he was out, being heroin and methamphetamine. So I think that Mr. Chavez is better off remaining in prison until November 24th of 2018, when he, at that time, he won't be on any community supervision or parole or have to report to a parole officer. And I hope he will take the time that he's there to continue going to church and get his life together, so he'll be prepared when he's released on November 24th of 2018. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay. Seeing no other comments coming from my colleagues, I am now going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision, Mr. Chavez, at this time. That is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright. Agree, Mrs. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Cabanas. And agree, Mr. Neal. Mr. Chavez?
Yeah.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 24th of 2018. So at that time, you won't be on any community supervision and you won't be on any parole. You won't have to report to a parole officer. We hope that you can continue to go to church, program any program that you can get while you're incarcerated. And hopefully when you're released, sir, we want to wish you the best. But hopefully you are better able to handle that situation and work on your drug problem when you're released, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chavez, for participating in your hearing. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.